everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Styling Advisory Podcast. Today I'm talking with Danique Martin about her business, Fashion and Finance. Danique is a stylist, but she's also spent the last 5 years building her own insurance business. And she came to me wanting to create this overarching brand and business model that would allow her to continue to do both. So this episode is particularly relevant for those of you that have been asking me about what to do with your marketing activity when you have two separate audiences or service areas. We work together on Danique's mission, her vision, her brand proposition, and her services to create a business that opened up multiple revenue streams, all centered on the promise of personal empowerment and financial freedom. And the other reason I wanted to share Danique's experience is because she's an expert in insurance that's relevant for the fashion and styling industry. So for all of you listening, if you don't know what coverage that you need as a stylist, whether it's public liability or income protection, here's someone that can actually explain it to you in a relevant way for our industry. So if you've got any questions about how you can create an overarching brand or business model for your own business, or if you want to learn more from Danique, you can email me, you can book in a chat, or you can DM me at The Styling Advisory. And if you want to watch our lovely faces as we talk, you can also watch this episode on my YouTube channel, The Styling Advisory. Enjoy! Hi, Danique. How are you?
I'm good. Good to see you.
You too. Danique is a client of The Styling Advisory of mine, and we've been working together for a few months now.
Yes.
You had a unique challenge, I guess, at the very beginning where you had two kind of business passions that you wanted to fuse together. So why don't you explain that a little bit for us?
Yeah, absolutely. So in the very beginning, you know, I have two passions. My first passion is fashion. I know it sounds cliche, but it's true. Fashion is my passion. And then my other passion is in the finance industry. So I wanted to be able to put that business together in a way where it wasn't like I was just doing one thing, but that I was doing both of them. And I was having a very difficult time as trying to brand or put the business together where it's fashion and finance. So when I got the chance to speak to you and you really just helped me put the pieces together, that's where I was able to merge fashion and finance together.
I remember we in our first conversation, I think you were explaining you loved styling, you love fashion, but then you also have an insurance business. And
yes.
My immediate thought as a marketer is, okay, well, when you're trying to generate clients and grow a community for both and web traffic for both, presumably they're a different audience, so it's going to cost a lot of money. Why don't we do two separate business? And you were like, nope. We're going to do it together. And
yeah, I remember I was like, no. I'm like, no, I don't want to be put in a box. I want to be able to do both things. Yeah, I remember.
It's incredible because now it makes so much sense. So do you want to explain to the listeners how you've been able to, I guess, connect the dots and keep your insurance and finance business interwoven with styling and fashion?
Yeah. So as far as being able to kind of connect the dots, what I do, because, you know, as a stylist, I'm a creative individual. And I know that people in the fashion industry were all creatives. And being able to connect with people in the fashion industry was one of the main points that I wanted to be able to drive home. And being working in the finance industry, as far as being an insurance representative, I said, wow, there's so many people who are in the fashion industry who are not getting this information. No one's talking to them about it, about how to better manage their business, how to protect their business when it comes to having the right insurance policies in place and just protecting themselves. And so how I was able to, in a sense, be able to reach out to people in the fashion industry, I've been doing a lot of connecting with people on social media and just being able to be relatable. Wow.
Yeah.
But because I can relate to them so much, being able to just relate to them as far as working in the fashion industry and knowing that they need someone who they can trust. They need someone who understands where they're coming from, and being able to just reach out to them, have live sessions with other stylists as well. And they're realizing that, wow, there's no one who's really talking to them about finance, specifically to people in the fashion industry.
Completely. And interestingly, for aspiring stylists, I've got some mascara in my eye. What are you going to do?
Well, it's okay. You look great, by the way, Sarah. I love your outfit. It's so
cute. Oh my
God,
thank you so much. Can I just say for the record, my four-year-old has been up every night for about 3 months. I am so tired.
Oh God.
So working
moms. Well, I understand. Same here. You know how it is over here on my end.
I do, Tanique. And we normally do our strategy sessions at, I think, about 11 p.m. your time.
11 p.m. Yep.
That is dedication. After the kids are down. Yep. That's the hustle right there. Like making sure you squeeze in every last available second of the day to grow your business.
It's so necessary.
It's interesting because with these aspiring stylists, particularly for editorial stylists, stylists that will be going out on set, shooting, they'll be pulling stock from other brands that they're liable for, something like public liability insurance, which I know is called something different in the US. What's the type of insurance?
Like general liability. So like, let's say you had a client who was in your area, maybe whether it's at your house, your studio, whatever it is, and let's say they slip and fall or something happens and it's in your setting, then you want to protect your business. So they usually would call that general liability or business liability insurance. But another thing that I want to mention, Sarah, that I think is so important, whether let's say they're not in their, let's say, studio, or they're not pulling, or whatever the case may be. Let's say they're just a freelancer, you know, a stylist, and they're driving, or something happens, they get into an accident, or they get really sick. Well, in a lot of cases, if something like that was to happen, most of us, we can't keep working, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. But then one of the beautiful things about where we can tie in the finance with the fashion is that there is something that's called disability insurance that would be able to cover their income, like a paycheck protection, consider it like that. So in other words, money would still be coming in the case that they weren't able to keep working, God forbid something happened to them.
But that's such an interesting point, because I think for a lot of people, a lot of us that love fashion, we start off knowing that we love it and we're shopping for our friends and we're styling people and we're kind of enjoying this really creative environment, and we kind of forget the actual financial components of the business that is required. And it's interesting because I know we'll talk about how you've been building your business with Facebook Lives in a little while, but what I realized about seeing, I guess, the engagement levels you're getting from stylists and fashion industry professionals, they're all kind of saying, okay, great. Help. What do I need right now? We're in a global pandemic. So I'm either not getting paid. So I'm not getting any superannuation or retirement. You know, I'm not protecting my income.
Correct.
So how do we protect stylists' businesses for the future? And enter Danique.
Yeah, that pretty much is right here. It's the fashion and finance. That's how we woven it together. So just being able to be that light and just kind of explain and show them that there is a way. I think a lot of creatives in the fashion industry, because we're creative individuals, we don't think about those things. You know, we don't think about, oh, let me make sure I'm putting enough away for my retirement, or let me make sure I have the right type of insurance policy in place.
No
one's talking, and they don't really know where to go. So a lot of times we kind of just brush it up underneath the rug and say, I'll get to it later, right?
Yeah, or you're taking any of that profit, any of that revenue rather from your business. You initially think, you know what, I need to put that back into paid social media campaigns or influencer partnerships, investing in the business from a marketing perspective, which, you know, I don't want to talk myself out of a business, but whilst it's incredibly important, being a stylist puts you in an environment sometimes where you are liable. Let's say that the stock that you pull, the garments that you pull for a shoot, get completely destroyed. You need to cover the dry cleaning costs, or you need to pay for that stock if it's destroyed by a model who accidentally puts a high-heeled shoe through the bottom of the dress.
Yes.
As you said again, the accidents, just that sort of the concept of protecting your business from a financial perspective, which is not a conversation I've heard in my sort of communities before.
We don't talk about it. It's kind of like an uncomfortable conversation. And I think the reason why it might be a little uncomfortable, because it was uncomfortable for me when I first got started in the finance industry. You know, just I love everything about fashion. I love the styling. I love the creative side. So when I got into the finance industry and I started learning more about that, I said, wow, like, who's going to be able to break this down to other people so that they understand it the way that I just learned it? And then that's why I said, wow, people in the fashion industry, they need to learn more about this. Let me break it down to them in a way that it's comfortable for them to want to listen to it, or it's broken down in a more relatable way.
And so from your experience, you started Facebook Lives a few weeks ago, a month ago. When did you do your first one?
Facebook Live, or I've been doing more of the Instagram Live sessions.
Oh, sorry. You're right. I always get it confused.
Well, I mean, Facebook, Instagram, it's all the same thing, kind of. But Instagram Live. I've been doing more Instagram lives. I started the Instagram live sessions, I would say about maybe 2 or 2.5 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And it's been incredible. Every time I have a live session, it's so refreshing to know that at the end, whether while I'm having the session, people are messaging, asking me questions like what type of life insurance policy should I get as a stylist, or how much is the right amount to have, or I just left my job, should I have insurance, or what do I have? Yeah. I'm paying for something, I don't even really know what I'm paying for. So the responses that I've been getting from people in the fashion industry have been incredible. And it's so exciting to know that, wow, people want this information and it's time. People, they need it. It's time.
And it's also exciting to note that means that regardless of the economic shift that's occurred from this pandemic, that stylists and fashion creatives are still dedicated to kind of drive their careers forward.
Yes.
Even with the social distancing, obviously a lot of stylists are now focusing on their virtual offering. But the fact that they're asking questions of you on those Instagram lives means that the industry itself is still surviving this pandemic, yes. Which is, yeah, I guess,
still thriving.
Yeah, still thriving. And lucky, I guess, for you, you've been able to mold both your communities for your personal styling and your fashion kind of the financial advice for the fashion industry. You've been able to kind of harness it all in one platform.
Yes. Yes, I have. And Instagram, I love Instagram. I love it because I can just connect, and because, you know, we can't go out and, you know, because of social distancing, we can't go out and mingle and network and things of that nature. So just being able to utilize Instagram and connect with other fashion professionals and set up those live sessions and just really answer questions that, you know, people want to know more about. And, you know, it's been a real hit and I love it. Thanks to you, Sarah, for all of your help along the way.
My pleasure. I have to say, like, thank you.
You've been an incredible boost to all of this. Absolutely. You're amazing.
Well, we had a fun time, didn't we? Like crafting that brand identity, which we approached, I guess, in a twofold way. We wanted to make sure that we really fine-tuned exactly who you were as a financial advisor for the fashion industry, but then also a personal stylist and how we could kind of connect those brand concepts,
yeah,
in a really strong positioning statement. And it's been exciting because, again, it's at the beginning of the journey, I was like, this is going to be a stretch of my creative power if we can pull this together. And it's actually worked out brilliantly.
I know. It did. Because I remember when we first had the conversation, I'm like, okay, Sarah, so I love fashion. And I was talking so fast because when I get excited, I just talk so fast. And I kept interrupting you. You're like, no, Danique, you're fine. You're doing fine. I'm like, okay, so I have the fashion and the finance. How do you put it together? But you just, you know, you just have a way of just being able to, you know, put a business platform together where it makes sense so that the needs are being met for the people, the audience, and just being able to put the fashion and finance where fashion and finance meet business together has been awesome. Because the style, like the amount of people that have been reaching out to me for insurance, have more questions about it, is really exciting. So that's how you know that this business model is going somewhere.
It is. And I guess you're in a really strong and fortunate position at the very beginning of our journey, approaching these two potentially unrelated business ideas. I thought, okay, how are we going to fuse these? But into the pandemic, when all of a sudden clients, personal styling clients, are not booking in for the traditional shopping, styling, wardrobe edit positions, you have, I guess, a secondary business stream that you can build in the interim until we all kind of settle back into it, I guess, the new normal. So it's really clever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know when you, just prior to when we were all kind of put in lockdown, you do a bit of modeling. And so you are always around a lot of fashion professionals, aren't you?
Yes.
And the, yes, particularly, yeah, designers that really want some help with their financial direction.
Yeah. Before the whole pandemic happened, you know, like you said, like I like to do modeling as part of the fashion industry. That's another thing that people in the fashion industry do. And just being able to connect with the designers that were backstage and just having that conversation and building that relationship with them, that's very important. And then finding out that, you know, that's on their mind, that they just don't know where to go to get the information. Yes, they have insurance through their job, right? But what about outside of their job? And just being able to get the information on knowing the different types of insurances, how it would benefit them, how it would take care of their family, take care of their business as a designer, protect their income. So a lot of people, like the designers and even some of the models too, you know, I was able to connect with a lot of the models as well, and they don't have insurance. And again, it's because they don't know who they can talk to. It's that relatability aspect that we were talking about.
Exactly. And being in a creative industry, it's sometimes the last, if not even considered at all, until it's too late. And this particular environment is such a good example of, okay, for all of this, all of the stylists, let's say editorial stylists, no one's doing any shoots. Where's that income protection coming through? What are you living off if you're unable to work as a stylist?
Exactly.
Which is really scary. But I think it's also really valuable that you are offering an alternate service within the fashion industry just to continue to build your network, because even though you're consulting with stylists who could potentially be talking to a similar personal styling client, you know, you might be kind of competing for that market, you're still learning, building up those relationships, and you're able to reach a bigger network through Instagram lives, cross promotions and partnerships.
Yes.
So do you think, would you recommend that as a strategy for stylists who right now might not be getting a lot of work? Would you recommend still doing Instagram lives with other stylists to just try and communicate with a broader audience?
Oh, of course. I think every day you should be utilizing your resources. And Instagram is one of the best resources because there's so many people that's out there. You never know what door that could open unless you just have a conversation, send someone a DM, or even use the voice option in the DM, because that's more real. Because you can send a little message, but if you hit that little microphone and, hi, my name is Danique, and X, Y, and Z, have that real conversation with them, that's really connecting if you ask me. So I think that's really important too.
Were you surprised when you started the Instagram lives just how many people were engaging and asking questions and ready to watch?
Oh yeah, I was really surprised. I was like, wow, look at all these people that are on here. Look at the people who are asking questions. Because, you know, when I first came to you and I was telling you the idea that I love fashion and I don't want to put that on the back burner, but I also love the finance industry. I don't want to put that on the back burner. How can I merge these two businesses together? And, you know, when we came up with the ideas and the concepts and the strategies as far as building the business model, I was very excited. So when I first had the Instagram live session and I saw those people, it was just really refreshing to know that, you know, this is really important. I already knew it was, but to see the people saying, wow, Danique, like, this is needed in our industry. Us creatives, whether you're a photographer, a model, a hairdresser, a makeup artist, you're still a creative individual.
Absolutely.
And just knowing, yeah, and just being able to speak to them, because I love that industry so much and I'm really passionate about it. And just being able to see all the people who want the information is really exciting. So it's really exciting.
And I guess it's also great that when we started to formulate the brand and the direction of the business, you could provide insurance and finance advice to anyone. The knowledge that you have is not necessarily limited by a particular industry, but the fact that you chose a niche, a particular market, which was the fashion industry, and you've decided to position all of your advice and guidance and services to that industry has increased conversions for you. I know we did a lot of, you know, market research around other women in the industry who love fashion and are providing financial advice, but more broadly speaking to just women in general.
Yeah.
So one of our questions was, okay, well, how do we compete in that market? How do we gain market share and really attract and build an audience amongst all these other people who are finance experts? But the fact that you were like, no, you know what? I'm going to craft my services so that they speak directly to the needs of a particular market. And that market was fashion industry professionals. That's the secret sauce. That's the winning ticket.
Yeah, it is. Because there's so many, you can Google, there's so many financial professionals, you know, who talk about insurance and better money management and things like that, that you can go to. But like you said, just to be able to find that niche and be like, okay, this is who I'm speaking to. That's it. And then just focus on them, because that's where my passion is anyway. So that's where I'm really excited to be helping people in the fashion industry.
Thank you, my lovely. That was great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This was awesome. Thank you for having me on here.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to the Styling Advisory Podcast, a podcast dedicated to sharing success stories from stylists on how they built their empires. We offer all stylists a complimentary empire planning session. Head to our website and complete the online form to book yours in today at www.stylingadvisory.com.au. Keep up to date with the latest episodes, news and business tips by following @The Styling Advisory on Instagram and Facebook.